Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed is the man that doth not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that will bring forth her fruits in due season, whose leaf shall not fade. So whatsoever he shall do shall prosper. Blessed is the man that doth not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. For he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, that will bring forth her fruits in due season, whose leaf shall not fade. So whatsoever he shall do shall prosper. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed shall it be when men revile you and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you for my sake falsely. Blessed is the man that doth not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord.
Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Blessed be ye poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be satisfied. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. Blessed are ye when men hate you, and when they separate you, and revile you, and put out your name is evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and be glad, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For after this manner their fathers did to the prophets. The wicked are not so, but as the chaff which the wind driveth away.
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the errors, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God. Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Good day, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTV, WXYZ people, all the boat rockers in the house, and anybody else I may have missed to the Sons of Liberty Radio, where we use the Bible and the Constitution, not to see who's on the right or the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. I'm your host, Tim Brown, coming to you live in the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warns you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. Glad that you guys have joined us this afternoon. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of the radio and you want to watch the video portion of the radio show, head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's two videos at the top of the page. The one on the right side is the show from this morning. So if you missed that, you'd like to catch it, you can do so up until 6 a.m. in the morning. At which time, Lord willing, we're going to be live there. On the left side of the page is where we're at. Click on the play button, blow it up whatever device you got. Look for the Rumble icon. It'll be in the bottom right-hand corner of that video. Click on that, and that'll take you over to Rumble. We've got a lot of friends over there this afternoon. Good afternoon, guys. Good to see you. And while you're there, please subscribe to that channel, Sons of Liberty Radio Live, Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble. We're also on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page, as well as dlive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. A number of highly censored Facebook pages that I have where we have some friends on over there, as well as our brand new Sons of Liberty Media Facebook page. You guys may remember we lost that page during the convids, and we had about 750,000 people on there. And so we're restarting that up. So if you're on Facebook, you want to follow us there. We're also streaming on the Sons of Liberty Media page on Facebook. Okay, so some of you guys have probably tuned in. You're going, where is Bradley? Because I was looking for his voice, and you got me. I'm the morning show guy. Bradley is doing some events this week, so he asked me if I would just fill in for him. So just letting you guys know, I'll be here all week. Try the veal, right? But we've got some gentlemen that I want to introduce the afternoon crowd to, because Bradley and I are on different radio stations, although we use the same video platforms. And I brought these gentlemen on about 2 weeks ago. One of them is an investigative journalist. The other is a friend of mine who runs courtroomwatch.com. He helps a lot of people in New York and some other places, you know, giving some advice in some legal matters. And I said, let's bring John on and my friend Eric. Let's bring them on to tell what's going on up in Connecticut. Because John has been a guy, he's an investigative journalist. He has been exposing all kinds of corruption, election fraud, and 5G were the main things that we hit on as far as what he was exposing. But there's a plethora of things that John has been writing on that he's been exposing up there in Connecticut. And he's received, you know, some of the targeting, he believes, from Senators Blumenthal and Murphy up there. And even this latest thing that he's in right now, he believes they got the hands that are behind it because they're the ones with the power and the money and everything else. So I want to get to this just a little bit, because this is something not only that you need to be aware of, but it is something in which John needs some help from the people. And again, we talk about making talk radio do radio. That's what this is about. So listen, we're going to bring John and Eric on. I'm going to bring Eric in to kind of give a little overview for our audience today as to what's going on. And then we're going to hear directly from John, the journalist at the center of this. So it's my privilege to welcome to the Sons of Liberty in the afternoon, my friend Eric Hughes Jones and John Flynn. Good afternoon, guys.
Thanks, Tim, for having us on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Eric, let's go with you first. Good afternoon, John. Let's go with you first. Introduce us a little bit here to John and a little bit of the background of his story, and then we're going to talk with John here.
Thanks a lot, Tim. I really appreciate you having us on. My name's Eric Hughes Jones. My website is courtroomwatch.org or courtroomwatch.com. We have them both. First, I'd like to say thank you so much, Tim. I gauge a radio broadcast not by what you learn or who is interviewed or how much knowledge you can gain, but who do we help today? If any one of us listening right now passed away right now and went up in front of our maker, do you want to say, hey, guess what I learned today? Or guess what I heard? Or guess who was interviewed today? No. How about this? Guess who did you help out today? And we're going to help out John Flynn. John Flynn is in Connecticut. He's being held as a political prisoner at a psychiatric hospital against his will. The psychiatric hospital is called Whiting Forensic Hospital. It's, I believe, Connecticut's main maximum security psychiatric hospital. It's intended for people who are, you know, criminally insane, dangerous to themselves or other people. So John is certainly, and I think you'll hear in this interview, is certainly not mentally ill. He's certainly not a danger to anybody else. During his psyche battles, they're saying, well, because you talk about 5G and you do 5G research and you claim 5G is toxic, you're a conspiracy theorist. Because you're exposing election fraud and you claim that there's fraudulent election machines and the votes being rigged in many jurisdictions, you're a conspiracy theorist and you need to be locked up in a hospital. This is a very, very scary, dangerous precedent that's being set. And they're doing it to silence the political views and activities of John Flynn. The depth and breadth of the corruption in Connecticut is unbelievable. A lot of people might not know this, but Connecticut did away with counties about two decades ago. Believe it or not, there are no more counties in Connecticut. I believe it's the only state in the country that has no counties. They have now what's called government administration zones, GA1, GA2, GA3, up to GA10. And so you don't have the recourse to go to a county sheriff or a county court or a county common law grand jury or anything like that. Connecticut's a very, very scary place. And with that, let me get right over to John so people can hear in his own words that this man being held for his political beliefs against his will at the Whiting Forensic Hospital is clearly not, should not be there. And so, John, introduce yourself and get into some of the corruption that you exposed. And I think people will understand why that the government, the courts, and the political people wanted you to be silenced so desperately.
Sure. I'm Johnny Flynn. I'm 61. I have two kids. I'm Catholic. I went to Villanova on my undergrad, and I have a MBA from Pace University in portfolio management. I started as a trader in a hedge fund. We did convertible arbitrage trading, which is very complicated. And we dealt with the database, and we tracked a lot of stocks over time, and then I became a biotechnology analyst, so I formed my own opinions about vaccines and vaccine companies, and I owned a brokerage firm called Greenwich Global, which was on Steamboat Road in Greenwich, Connecticut, and we did quite well, so well that they shut us down, so we only put out research and traded for our own account.
John, hang on.
Makers and convertible bonds.
Yeah, John, yeah. Hang on a second. We'll come right back. We've got a break coming up here. Guys, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families, we need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Didn't mean to have to cut you off there, John. We were right there at the commercial. And, I got to get the head banging in there for just a little bit as we go on. All right, John, you told us a little bit about yourself. How did you get in the situation that you're in? Can you give people just a brief overview?
Sure.
We get into that, some of the things that's going on, and why you believe these senators are actually behind some of the stuff that's happening to you as a result of your investigation.
Definitely. So I was describing the beginnings of what we've gotten into as becoming a whistleblower against Bernie Madoff in 2000. And he wasn't indicted for almost 20 years, and he recently passed away. But people don't realize how much power the hedge funds have over the judges, the judiciary, the legislature. And it's quite dangerous. Now, the legislature in Connecticut has closed half the prisons and released 9,000 of the 18,000 inmates. I can tell you right now, the place I'm in is dangerous. There's three fights a day. They canceled the Easter Mass, believe it or not. So they were understaffed, so no one could go in the courtyard for the last 24 hours. And you wonder, why are the fights breaking out inside the cells? There's still six units where I'm at. And then it's surrounded by other entities like an adolescent prison and the Dutcher, which is a criminal lockup place. But when you look at this, the the state that we're in and the structures being set up, a lot of these companies on the dole are running what I think is a Medicare fraud. And you can pretty much prove it by the whistleblowers who came forward at Whiting against Whiting. They were all fired. And we have recent cases. You know, we released a guy who committed a murder with an axe and ate the person's brain. They just released him. They've got other cases, famous cases, where they lost $9 million. 49 different workers were punishing an inmate here for 7 years. It's called, you know, there's names for these cases. I don't want to get into it too greatly, but we're in a state that has no sheriffs. We're in a state that has no grand juries, and the judges are just running roughshod over the citizens of the state. And then there are many problems with children and families, DCF, we call it. There's also problems with the probate court. There's problems with mortgage fraud. I became a whistleblower on a lot of environmental issues. Then I get whistleblew on election fraud, and now we're whistleblowing on 5G. So if you look at the lawsuits we filed, and there are many, the plaintiffs are injured parties, but it seems that, you know, we went after BlackRock, for example, because it owns AT&T and it owns Verizon, which own Raytheon, which own Bank America, which owns Merrill Lynch, which owns all these entities, and it's pretty much a monopoly. And the power rests with the board of directors of BlackRock and similar entities like Vanguard or State Street. So there's a certain amount of power. There is admitted bribery going on from BlackRock to the senators, and 17 payments in 5G went to Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy, of course. Some of the other senators like Chuck Schumer in New York, he gets twice as much as Blumenthal gets. And if you look at all the related states playing, you know, playing charades with Connecticut's election fraud, Connecticut hacked about 20 different states, including Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Vermont, and it's a control issue. Right now, they were so, we just went through a period where there were 50 votes in the Senate and 50 votes in the Democratic Party of the Senate and the Republican Party in the Senate. And now we're back to a point where there's a slight advantage on the Republican side, but the Democrats have been losing their influence, especially with DOGE, because they can't make the bribery payments that they were that they've already promised. So if you look at Iraq, you look at Iran, you look at Israel, or even Ukraine, this power struggle is it's collapsing, in other words. If you look at Syria and Lebanon and the Libyan armies and all these people that have private deals with Blumenthal and Murphy have the same lobbyist that Hunter Biden had. His name is Leiter. There is quite a bit of documentation proving the money trail at Act Blue, and they're beginning to look into it. So I think with all the changes that Trump has made since his inception, including the January 20th executive order to stop the weaponization of the federal government, we're looking at him turning over 50 agents at the FBI, 9 in the state of Connecticut. That's pretty big for a very small state to have 9 of the top FBI agents changed out.
It is.
So, I mean, people should look at the FBI in their own state and see if it's underweighted or overweighted, because it's the control at the federal level when the state doesn't follow federal law.
Yeah, John.
The boat that we're all rowing in.
John, I'd be one of those guys that says it's over if it's got one person in it, to be honest with you, because I don't see that laid out in the Constitution.
True.
The true law enforcers of our Constitution's Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 15 and 16, which are us able-bodied men. We don't have to enlist in that. We're that by right of the fact that we're citizens of the United States. So we have that authority, or we're supposed to have that authority to enforce the law, not the FBI. And we've seen that. We've heard this. See, I'm going to tell you, I understand the change out, but you got to watch what they're changing it out to. Because what the argument was before was they were, you know, it was the Democrats doing it, right? They were controlling it. And now we already hear this talk about anti-Semitism laws, and we've got all this kind of talk that's coming in, and some of this other stuff that Bondi's pushing with guns and all this other. It's going to be used again. It's just going to be used by different people, flip side of the coin. I mean, I can just see it coming. I really can. But in any case, you were exposing all this stuff going on. I just have this question. How do you appeal something like what you've got when all you're really stuck with is state government? I mean, what do you have to appeal to?
Look, can I interject there real quick before John answers that question? Because people may be wondering, you just made the point, what is John stuck with? The court appointed an attorney claiming that John Flynn, who you just heard speak, is very cogent and coherent, and he's very clear-headed, and there's nothing, I mean, you can tell this guy's not mentally ill. He speaks very well, and he's not a danger to himself or others. So what John is stuck with is a court-appointed lawyer. The court is claiming that because John is a conspiracy theorist, that he's mentally ill and cannot manage his own legal affairs. So the court appointed an attorney named Dennis Bradley. And listen to what Mr. Bradley has charged against him, three federal charges against him. Quote, the government, here we go. The defendants, Dennis Bradley and Jessica Martinez, are charged with wire fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, in violation of 18 U.S.C. 1349 and 1343, in connection with Dennis Bradley's 2018 campaign for Connecticut state senator. The government explained it intended to use a 28-minute video to prove the defendants, including Dennis Bradley, knowingly made misrepresentations to the Connecticut State Election Enforcement Commission, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, in each case with criminal intent to commit conspiracy, wire fraud, false statements, and perjury. That's the attorney that the court appointed over John Flynn. You want to talk about a criminal? This guy's got multiple federal charges. So John's stuck with a corrupt attorney, and he's stuck in Whiting Forensic Hospital. John, go ahead and continue with your comment. I just thought people should know that. That's the extent of your legal representation right now.
Well, it's actually worse than that, because if you look at our appellate court case in the Second Circuit Court or the federal case in Hartford for 5G, we are fighting the U.S. attorney who's defending our attorney general, who's named as a defendant. Okay, our U.S. attorney was recently resigned. Her name was Vanessa Avery. So why would our U.S. attorney, if we're claiming that 5G's radiation levels are way too high, why would they turn and use the attorney general to defend the perpetrators who took the bribes from Qualcomm, AT&T, Verizon, all the, there's 17 defendants that are supplying 5G hardware and software. Why would our U.S. attorney defend radiation levels in Hamden and support, in other words, the senators that took the bribes that enabled...
John, hang on just a second. We'll be right back with you. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll be right back.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/Sons of Liberty Radio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
A republic versus a democracy? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy. E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give.
Almost makes it worth having the breaks there to just come into that kind of music, isn't it? It's really great. If you guys are tuned in listening for Bradley today, he is doing some events this week. So I'm Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sunslibertymedia.com. And I'll be covering for him in the afternoon, Lord willing, each day. And today we've got with us some special guests, Eric Hughes Jones from courtroomwatch.com, and also investigative journalist John Flynn. He's coming to us live from Connecticut. And John, we had to go into break there, and I know these kind of come up real quick, so I apologize we have to cut you off so quick, but go ahead and pick up with what you were talking about before we went into the break there.
Sure, I think Eric has a question.
Yeah, I wanted John to give the listeners just a couple of brief examples of how high, how off the charts the level of 5G is in Connecticut and some of that research you dug up there.
I was going to ask that.
Right, so if you look at the Jesuit colleges, they are the highest. And then you can look at the local middle schools and parochial schools are much higher than middle schools that are, you know, derived from the city itself. So you have to wonder, if we have an agency called PURA and we use the siting council chooses where the towers are going, you have to wonder why Fairfield Prep's Wi-Fi is 39,900 which is 40 times the legal limit. It's still less than Hamden, Connecticut, which is at 66.5 million times the legal limit. For this, wow. For a city, that is insane. If you go to every Home Depot, they average 2,100 RF radiation per square meter. And that's not sustainable, folks. Every employee there, for example, there was recently announced a Massachusetts hospital that had 17 nurses with brain cancer at one point.
I heard that.
17 new cases. Why is that? Because the hospitals, the schools were set with 5G first. So if you're in a rural area, you might think you were safer, but if you're near the tower has to cover a greater area. The riskiest places in Connecticut are the large amphitheaters or like a concert hall. Anything that can seat 80,000 people has its own network attached to the ceiling inside. And there's an extensive amount of research going into how many amps of electricity is interfering with the 5G after 5G sets up its own force field around every cell phone user. So if you have a cell phone in your pocket and you're sitting next to 10,000 people with a cell phone, you have to add their cell phone megahertz to your own. And any electricity, dirty electricity, gets trapped within a force field around that amphitheater. You could be in danger and not even know it. It can stop your pacemaker. It can do multiple things.
Wow.
It's wired for some ungodly amount of radiation, folks. And in certain cases, they are unaware. They don't regulate and they don't track the output of these places. So say you want to catch a Knicks game and you go to the Garden. Okay, how many people does that fit? I forget. I think it's 25,000. But if 25,000 have a 39 megahertz phone, you add it together. You're sitting in that force field. And they're trapping other types of electricity inside the force field they created. So you could talk about Seymour, Connecticut on Route 8 there. If you're driving on Route 8, you look up and you see all the towers on the left and right hand side. You're in the valley. Those antenna are pointing down at the street. And the Wi-Fi radiation there is 2.9 million times the legal limit. The limit was set in 1996 on old standards by the FCC. They were never upgraded when 2G went to 3G. They were mandated by the Supreme Court to go over those numbers. And when 4G went to 5G, it was 1,000 times stronger than 4G. And not all types of radio frequency are meant to bother you, but the problem with the case that we filed, no one wants to talk about. The judges don't want to have hearings. It basically is, it's like this. When you go and get a colonoscopy, they normally chip you. They'll leave a medical semiconductor inside your body without your knowledge. It's non-consensual. The problem is there are defense contractors leasing those frequencies that overlap, and they are sending transmissions through antenna that you're picking up like a radio, and you're emitting radiation out of your body. So now we can measure through linear junction. It's a type of a technique for measuring radiation readings. You can be put inside a chamber that emits no radiation, and they can tell how much. We found one woman named Millicent Black who has 53 chips in her.
What?
So I'm saying, like, where are you finding these places? These are people, folks. There are people, the average person has 13 or 12 microchips in them at this point that we found, that we've studied.
Now, John, let me ask a question. Are these all the people that have this that you're talking about? This would be all people who've been to like a hospital facility and they've had some kind of surgery, or are they getting these other ways?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Amazing.
So they leave a chip. This is where the substantial amount of radiation is.
And that's amazing. And we can prove this with testing. So when they call you a conspiracy, you know,
They're trying to label you as mentally ill because you're talking about these things. I find it fascinating. And you're presenting it in a very clear, coherent manner in which people can understand what you're talking about. The fact, I want to remind people, this is John Flynn. He's locked up in a psychiatric hospital because of the research that he's bringing forward. And I, once again, I find it fascinating. I want to interject something here to counter the claim of the state and the court that John is mentally ill. This is a statement from John's previous attorney, the good attorney that he had that couldn't take his case farther because the court appointed the new corrupt attorney, Dennis Bradley. So John's original attorney named Samantha Pernell said this on the court record in one of John's previous appearances. Now listen to this. I have spoken with my client, Mr. Flynn. He understands the charges being brought against him. We did have a conversation about moving this to pretrial. He understands the charges he is being charged with, and he is able to assist me in his defense. Now listen to what Judge Gonzalez replied to when the attorney made that statement that John Flynn is just fine. She said, quote, as the parties know, there is a presumption of competency under the law. And although I understand the state concerns, I am not going to find at this time that there is a justifiable basis for me to order a competency evaluation. Did you get that? The judge, John's in front of this judge with his attorney. The attorney said John's of sound mind and can assist me in his defense. And the judge responds, I agree. I'm not going to even order a competency evaluation, not even a psych evaluation, let alone an incarceration for 2 months against his will. So we have a well-known attorney, a well-respected judge, both contradicting the state's current claim that John needs to be locked up because he is somehow a danger to himself or others. The only thing that John Flynn is a danger to is the corrupt system. And before John goes on, I want to remind people that we are an activist show here. And there are ways to help John in his fight for freedom by going to courtroomwatch.com or courtroomwatch.org and download the habeas corpus. We have a really well-written, with the assistance of an attorney, habeas corpus, which means show me the body. Bring forth the person who's been kidnapped. Bring forth that prisoner, so to speak. And if the state can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt immediately that he's a danger to himself or others, then they have to release him. So people can get active on this before we move forward with more from John. Go to Courtroom Watch, download the habeas corpus. There's instructions on what to do. You can send a copy to multiple different people, including anybody that you want to come up with. I would send it to the Congress people. Send it to your congressman, even if you're in another state. This tyranny is going to extend across the country. It's not just Connecticut. So people can download the habeas corpus, sign it, date it, mail it in to the court, the GA, Government Administration Court in Connecticut, preferably certified mail, registered mail return receipt requested. But then if you're going to send it to other people, just as a heads up, just to keep the word about John's case alive and going and moving, because we got to keep this pressure, there's other people you can mail it to just with a simple 50-cent stamp. And we'd appreciate it if people do that. There's no risk to you for mailing this in. You're not going to get in any trouble. Many people have got a response from our original habeas corpus, the first one that we did, saying, please don't address it to the judge, address it to the court. So we put the court address on there and people can send it. But send it to the Archbishop. Send it to Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York. His address is on there. Send it to the chief. You can still send it to the judge. It's just that the court in that John is in prefers you send it to the clerk instead of the judge. But hey, look, there's a reason they do that. The judge likes to hide behind the clerk so they don't incur any liability for a kidnapping that's occurring to somebody like John Flynn. So the judge hides behind the clerk and says, well, send that to my clerk. Don't send it to me because then, you know, I'm going to have the blood on my hands and I don't want that. And so, so I say still send it to as many judges as you can possibly think of so they know. And what are they going to do? They're going to send it over to the other court most likely. And when the court that John is appearing in front of, again, here in a couple of weeks, hopefully, to try to get released. They're going to see that other judges and other courts are getting this, and they're going to know that, boy, if they wanted to shut up John Flynn, it's not working very well because the word's really getting out there and the case is going viral. So
that's right.
Interject that so people can
actually
help John Flynn.
Hang on, Eric. We're going to give all this information out again in the final segment, and we're going to also hear from John about what's went on with election integrity up there in Connecticut. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Content Christian Media Conference is hosting a one-day event on Monday, February 24th at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Plano, Texas. It's one amazing day of fellowship, networking, screenings, panels, and inspirational keynotes. There'll be breakouts on filmmaking, storytelling, writing, distribution, and more, with lunch included. It's perfectly timed, just before the start of NRB.
Register at ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSradio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. And real quickly, if you would like to follow John, you can find him on X, formerly Twitter.com. You can go there to the X.com and put in Flynn, F-L-Y-N-N, 2022. You can see his page there and a lot of the documentation going back quite a while on some of the things he's talking about. And, you know, John, one of the questions that I have, and then I want you to hit this election issue real quick so we can get back over to Eric so that we can, you know, if people want to look, we talk about, you know, loving our neighbor as ourselves. And I think we all have to examine ourselves and say, if we were in this situation, would we want somebody speaking out for us? Not saying crucifying, but standing up for the guy because of what he's exposed. So let me just ask you this question. Let's move on to the election part. When it comes to this issue of 5G, do you believe that Murphy and Blumenthal and probably others in the state are being paid off by corporations to sort of keep this quiet and don't talk about the radiation levels? I mean, I've seen the videos at nighttime of the radiation levels going across America. Right. It's absolutely incredible. Do you think they're being bribed to just not say anything and not bring any prosecution against these guys?
Certainly. Think of it this way. If the Ukraine lobbyist in the United States is lighter, and he's also the 5G lobbyist, okay, same guy, and they send money through ActBlue or through QQ or Alibaba, through even CISA, through any type of Department of Homeland Security or Department of Motor Vehicles, this is their payback through the system to launder the money. I mean, if they're skimming money off the top of Ukraine, sending $200 billion there, if, for example, Jim Himes, my congressman from Connecticut, is in charge of Afghanistan and leaves $85 million in Humvees there, there's a payback, folks. There is a payback. When Blumenthal and Murphy negotiated to take the Houthi off the terrorist watch list, do you think Iran favored them? Yes, they did. And Blumenthal and Murphy have dedicated themselves to CARE Connecticut, which is the Muslim Brotherhood. So when you look at the connections of Blumenthal and Murphy, everywhere you look, China, Blumenthal owns two malls there in Shanghai near the Disneyland. The thing about the election fraud is this. I ran for U.S. Senate against Blumenthal. The votes were zeroed out. I got 57,962 signatures to get on the ballot. There is no way those people did not vote for me because they were pro-life people. They were, everything I stand for. And in the case of the 24 election, I ran against U.S. Senator Chris Murphy. Again, all the votes missing. I guarantee the audience, I voted for myself. My parents, my father voted for me. My sons voted for me. There's no way my sisters did not vote for me, okay? And I have four. So when you look at the voting, if there's a 50-50 tie in the U.S. Senate and the swing vote was Kamala Harris at the time, you really have to wonder what lengths they would go to keep control of the U.S. Senate, because nothing gets passed without the Senate voting on it. In Congress, it's a different story. They write the checks, but the checks and balances on the judiciary go through the U.S. Senate. So here we go. We have all these judges involved in election fraud supporting Biden's and Kamala Harris's strategy. And they're supposed to be unbiased. They're not supposed to be, let's put it this way. The fourth canon of judicial, judicial?
I'm not sure.
What do you call it? I forget the word. There are five canons of judicial conduct. The fourth one is you can't have a political bias. But here we go. They were appointed by Biden. Okay, they were appointed by Bush. They were appointed by Trump. Who's the biased candidate now? Well, when you look at the people in the states that are listening to this message are in the 20 states that Connecticut took their vote. And I'm not saying that Connecticut is the only guilty party here. I'm saying those 20 attorney generals signed those 50 contracts in each state. Tyler Technologies rigged the election in America. Seidel rigged the election in America, counted the votes in Barcelona, Spain, that took place in Massachusetts, Vermont, Maine, New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Ohio. All those states are affected by what happened in Connecticut because the source of the hacks was Hartford, Connecticut, was Trinity College in Connecticut.
Interesting.
Was Hamden, Connecticut. Was,
wow.
Here you go. If you look at how Pennsylvania was hacked, it was hacked by Danbury, Connecticut. There's no two ways about it. And they all went through Tyler Technologies' IP address when every single town in Connecticut flipped votes from Trump to Biden. Then in turn, they hacked other towns in other states. Like, for example, Arizona was hacked twice by Connecticut, once in Pima County and one in Maricopa County, and it comes back to Gartner Group in Stamford, Connecticut. So you can look at the data. If you look at the data, and by the way, Mike Lindell has the data now. Trump has the data now. Pam Bondi has the data now. She didn't have it before. And the data I collected from Illinois and Arizona matches the data that Mike Lindell posted on his website. Connecticut was hacked first when Edison Zero occurred in Florida. When Trump won Florida, the Democrats had to win Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. So they flipped the votes to zero and rerouted it's all on electronically. It's captured in the cast vote record.
Interesting.
If all the listeners could go to their own administration, their own legislature, and say, give us the cast vote record, that document would prove what I'm saying in every state.
Yeah. John, let me do this because we're running out of time here. We got about three or four minutes cool. left. And what I want to do is you've uncovered a lot of this. People can go to x.com/Flynn2022. They can look at a lot of this stuff. You've got documentation on there. But what I want to do is I want to get Eric back in here because if people are hearing this and it's upsetting you and then you're hearing that Connecticut doesn't have counties, they don't have sheriffs in this, John's kind of in a pickle here. He's in this, you know, 2 month long psych evaluation. Yeah. He's not
we
lost his mind.
Corpus.
Yeah. You've been pointing out some of the same things we've been talking about for years, and it's going to take the people working together, and we can't leave him here in this situation and not voice opinion and say that we have any love for John in this matter. So Eric, I want to bring you back on here. We got about almost 3 minutes exactly. Can you kind of go over some things of what the people can do, and I'll try to cut off before the end of the show here, but tell people where they can go, what they can do to help John out if they want to do that.
Yes, thank you, Tim. So you can go to courtroomwatch.org or courtroomwatch.com and download what's called the habeas corpus. It's the top, it's the second post down, I think, on the homepage. Top post is, I think, Tim's interview on his morning show with John a few weeks ago. The next post under that is the habeas corpus blitz for John Flynn. And we need to send these as many as possible to the court for the GA, for the government administration district that's listed on the habeas. We also need to send as many as possible to the other players that are listed on the website as well. We have Cardinal Timothy Dolan should get a copy. The Archbishop of Bridgeport, Connecticut, we're near where John is, should get a copy. The Chief Judge, Judge Shea of the Connecticut courts should get a copy. Any congressman that you can think of should get a copy. The petitions can be sent. They need to be sent by mail, regular U.S. mail to the court. But, you know, you can send one by email if you just want to get the word out there to, you know, colleges, student libertarian organizations, churches, Christian groups. Anybody that you could, political people, alternative media, get this word out there to as many people as you can. Look, if John Flynn's not free, I'm not free. If John's not free, Tim Brown's not free. You're all not free because this is coming for anybody and everybody eventually. We can't let Connecticut get away with doing this. So download the habeas corpus, mail it to the parties listed on the website. And also there's some numbers that people can call, some phone numbers. And that would be very helpful if people can keep the phone calls going to the CEO of the hospital, Jose Crego, which is where John's being held. Judge Elizabeth Reed, Mary Elizabeth Reed there, who's issued the order that John be held against his will because he's mentally ill, because he's talking about 5G and election fraud. I mean, this is just the Soviet style. You know, lock up your political prisoners in a psychiatric hospital because they disagree with you. Yeah, I think anybody who listened to this interview with John can tell that John's not mentally ill. I mean, does he really need to be in a maximum security hospital?
He's
Listen
not.
To the guy they let out.
Eric,
they're ridiculous. Real quick.
You're going to have to hang on because we're fixing to close out the show here. Hang on, and I'll say goodbye to you guys off air. Lord willing, we'll be back with you in the morning, 6 a.m. But don't forget, go over to courtroomwatch.org, download that, send it in, following the instructions if you want to help John out. And then also head over to John's page on X. Check it out. Lord willing, we'll see you back in the morning, 6 a.m. Adios.